That must be God calling.
Siri, I love you.
First of all, I would just like to say thank you for the Divisional Youth Department for extending this wonderful invitation to me to come before you, our youth of our division, our young people, to give you what God has given me. Now, we just watched this video, and I thank Nate for that, because I sent him one video, and he kind of sent me something else, and I kind of stumbled up on this one. But this one really, really, really spoke to me. Didn't speak to me like where I'm at right now, but where I was when I was younger. So this video has helped me to ask myself, to look at who I am today and ask myself, do I really know what prayer is? Do I really understand the essence of prayer? Do I get it? Do I need to get it? And sometimes I was looking at the video and I watched it over and over again, and this one particular guy that really kind of caught my attention was the guy they call the Victorian. I don't know if you've seen him. He was the one who was, you know, very, what they call it, what, theatrical, dramatic, an actor per se. And he was speaking. He was like, you know, I like the part when he said, round bound cow. You know, he was saying things that we really don't understand. And how many of us have encountered people praying and we really didn't understand what they were saying? We didn't understand the format that they were using. Didn't really get the whole essence of what they was trying to convey to us. So you guys bear with me, because I'm taking a journey back, because it's important for me to understand where you're at today. Not where I'm at today, because I'm 40, so I'm old, but where you're at today, so that I can relate to what you're relating to right now. It's not really beneficial for me, it's beneficial for you. It's really what God wants you to get today. So, like I said, as a young girl, and like I said, bear with me, because I'm journeying, and you know, I'm on a journey, so I'm going to try to take my time, but at the same time, I'm trying to make sure that I give you the information that God has given to me. And trust me, I have been on a journey since I got the email. Since I got the email and really wrote back and said, are you sure you wanted me and not my husband? Are you sure you picked the right Johnson? And so I had to make sure of that. So I've been on a journey, and it has been one that has taken me somewhere that I thought I had forgotten about. Somewhere that I thought that I had moved through. So, like I said, bear with me. As a young girl, I've seen people openly pray. And many times, like the guy in the video, they used words I didn't understand, and they had a look and a format that I thought was the key. I grew up believing that there was a formality or a certain way I should pray. I thought that if God was going to hear my prayer, then I must pray the way I've seen the leaders do it. I really felt that God would not hear me if I didn't do it like them. This was so far from the truth. God, like I said, wants us to be who we are to him. He wants us to be ourselves. He don't want us to be an actor. He don't want us to put on a show. He don't want us to have certain formalities. He just wants us. He just wants who we are, as real as he can get us. So tonight, I have a chance to talk about what is prayer, but not from my viewpoint, but from a young adult. If only I would have known what I know, that scripture holds all the information that we need to live our lives according to what Christ has called us to live. I would not have struggled with the importance of prayer. I would have known that prayer was more about my relationship with God than mere words. Let's look at the scripture. Now I'm using Romans 8, verses 26 through 27. If you have your Bibles, but as my Sunday school students know who are out here, they know I use a different version. I use the New Century Youth Bible. And I like that version. I like it. I think it's really plain. I think it's really just really, how can I say, basic. And sometimes I need to be basic for myself so I can talk so they can get it. And as they get it, I get it as well. So I just don't teach them, they teach me as I study for them and prepare my heart for them. So in Romans 8, 26 and 27, so it reads a little different. It says, also the Spirit helps us with our weakness. We do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit himself speaks to God for us, even begs God for us with deep feelings that words cannot explain. God can see what is in people's hearts, and he knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit speaks to God for his people in the way God wants. This to me is crazy. It's a really crazy thing about prayer. We really don't understand or even get how it works until we try it. And that's the essence of prayer. Sometimes you won't understand how prayer is or the importance of it or what makes it work or how to do it until you try it. We can always second guess ourselves, but if you never tried to pray, then you never can figure out or see the movement of God through it if you don't try it. But I must say, it does work. And this is my journey, you guys. So, like I said, you bear with me. Bear with me. And some of you who was here earlier who prayed for me and laid their hands on me probably wouldn't understand the essence of where I'm going or why I was struggling. But this is why I was struggling. I was about 23 years old. I was in college. I was having fun. I was doing my thing. And something happened. So it's a part of my testimony as well. They found my sister in the alley. Somebody murdered her. Somebody killed her. Now I'm 23 years old. Have a figment of who God is, not really knowing him at all. And here goes this situation. I was in the middle of a life-changing experience, a situation that was out of my control, beyond my understanding, one that I felt I had no way out. Didn't get it. Didn't know. Why is this going on? Didn't know. I needed help, but it was help that my family could not give me and was beyond my friends. But I knew I needed prayer. But I was lost. I didn't know. I seen people pray. I had even tried it a time or two, but at this time in my life, I never really thought that prayer was for me. I thought it was for the leaders of the church. I thought it was something that they did for me, not me do for myself. Never really felt that God could hear me. I felt that I did not do this prayer thing quite right. And because I didn't like it because of what I seen others do. So I really didn't understand it for me. That's why tonight is so amazing for me. It's amazing for you, I hope, because I hope you get it. But it's really amazing for me because I have a chance to share Romans 8:26-27 with you. And I pray you get this, because even though I didn't have the scripture to guide me out of what I was going through, God knew my heart. He understood what I needed without me saying a word. Let's look at the scripture again. And it's still up there. But the part I want to look at, it says we. It said that we. Who are we? The children of God, the followers of Christ. That we do not know how to pray. That to me is essence. Because when I was in the midst, when I was down there, when I was so far down, I didn't know how to pray. But he did it on my behalf anyway. He said God had already made provisions on our behalf. He knew that when it comes a time, and the time would come for us to speak to him directly, that we will be unsure of ourselves. We will be lost. We won't know exactly what to do. So he made the provision because he needs us to know that he is not sitting in judgment of us because we lack the correct words, or we forget to close our eyes, or even bow our heads. He understands that. He tells us it's okay when we are unsure. The scripture also says that the Spirit himself, who is the Spirit? Christ Jesus, speaks to God for us. So he intercedes on our behalf. So the Spirit knows that we will ask for things we want, but he is there speaking on our behalf for the things we need, like love and peace and understanding and joy and acceptance and relationships. Even when we fail to pray about those things, it is awesome to know that our God, who knows all and is everywhere, can see what is in people's hearts. We cannot hide, and prayer is our way of opening ourselves to him. When he does hear us, and then he gives us the opportunity to hear him back. So prayer is important. It's a two-way street. It's a communicator. We're not just talking to him about the mere things that we want. You know, God, give me some new shoes. I need some new Jordans. Or I need that new latest, you know, what's that new latest shirt, that jacket that everybody, what's that, North Face? You know, that's when we ask for those things. But God knows that we need a little bit more patience with our younger siblings. Or we need to understand where our parents are coming from when they put us on punishment, or when they restrict us from hanging out too late. Those are the things that we need to ask for, but we don't. But God already knows that. So the Spirit, which is Jesus Christ, is already interceding on our behalf for those certain things. Young people, this is a true revelation of prayer to me, because prayer, according to the Webster Dictionary, and I had to look it up because I wanted to make sure that I understood what they said, the world say about prayer, and what I know prayer is to be to me. And it said prayer is defined as prayer as an earnest request or wish. So today I am safe to say that prayer is more than a request, is more than a wish. God has equipped us with the Holy Spirit as a way to communicate with him directly. How wonderful is that, to be given the opportunity to have our own way to speak to God the way we want, about the things that are important to us, and about things that we can only imagine what is in our future. We have that opportunity. So I beg you to take time to talk to God. Use your own words in your own way. Don't be afraid. Because scripture says that the Spirit helps us with our weakness. Just know that God is in control of all things. And in order for him to work on our behalf, we must talk to him and trust that he will handle it for us. So I challenge you tonight. Try it. I did. and he delivered me. In the midst of everything that I was struggling with and going through, he brought me out. Even through prayer that I didn't even know that I was praying, because my spirit was praying on my behalf. Because of that, I challenge you to be a witness for him. Be a witness of his power through the essence of prayer. Trust me, you guys. If you don't take anything else from me, Molly and Freddie, Tia, Karia, God is everything that we need. Bless you.